Christmas tree time. Let's get ourselves a tree.
You know, the Christmas tree to me just really means that it's Christmas time and Santa's coming to town. Growing up, we'd always go to a Christmas tree farm and cut down our own Christmas tree. I'm gonna really try and continue to keep that tradition going.
All right, let's find it.
Let's see if we can find one.
Maybe over here.
These are like Wes Welkers, you know? Julian Edelman's, it's tiny. Christmas to me, I'm always super excited. You know, it's just the best season of the year. We're surrounded by little woodheads, look at.
Christmas, obviously without like our families and friends, it's a little bit different, but being here with him, we try and do what we can to like keep the Christmas spirit going.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, those are pretty.
See, I just want a big tree. I mean, I got my axe. I'm ready to cut. I'm ready to chop something down, Paul Bunyan style.
Me too.
Every year, I go out and find a fresh tree. You know, we usually like the little bit bigger tree. You always want to fill up the room as much as you can so you just can really load it up with lights and she can decorate it. Usually I'm not the one that's decorating the tree every year. How about this one?
It's too tall.
We could put it in the backyard.
Really?
She's a big stickler on shape, so it's all about the way it looks and the shape and the fullness. And, you know, I'm just looking for whatever she wants me to cut down, because I'm just trying to make her happy. And you know, anything that I think looks the best, she might say, I don't know about that. So, you know, we're gonna go out here and we'll see what she thinks. I'll get a ladder, I'll borrow a ladder.
I don't think so. This isn't the one.
Yes, master. I can always remember growing up, my mom would always make kolachkis, which are little Croatian cookies. I think I've already had like 40 and I just got them like 2 days ago. So Christmas is just the best time of year. Your family's always pretty good as far as making big dinners for Christmas. And they have this thing in the South, it's called oyster dressing.
Oyster dressing is basically like a stuffing with oysters in it. It's really good, really tasty. Obviously you have to like oysters.
And probably have to be from New Orleans to ever hear anything like oyster dressing and think that it's good.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to find something in this. Like, there's tons of trees.
How about this one?
Oh, I think I see one back there.
Well, let's keep looking.
How about this one?
Whatever, Rob.
Oh, man.
In New Orleans, on right around the Christmas time, you go downtown, there's a street called Fulton Street, and they have a huge Christmas tree decorated with lights, and every 15 or 20 minutes, they make it snow. So it's really nice to go down there and get the feeling of, you know, a white Christmas.
All these Christmas trees, I can't find a single one. You know, every year I really look forward to, I know this sounds kind of silly, but my mom would buy me pajamas, Christmas pajamas, and I was always very excited to get my Christmas pajamas on. I just knew that, hey, Santa's coming, Christmas is around the corner. Every year, we do buy Christmas pajamas, so I have the whole outfit, Christmas pajamas, she's got the whole outfit, you know, and it's pretty cute.
How about this Christmas tree?
You like it?
I like it. It's not too tall, not too short. It's pretty cute.
You like it?
I love it.
All right.